that was an example of it, where I just said, I hold this pen on trust, I'm both creating the trust and I am naming myself as the trustee. So I can also be the trustee, okay? And I can also be the beneficiary, in the sense that I could say, I'm going to put £100 on trust to be divided equally. Oh, I know. I'll put £100 on trust to pay out the income to you and me, okay, for the next 10 years, and then it'll be divided equally between us. Now, you can see trust can go on for a long period, but that, well, for 10 years, but that also shows that I'm a beneficiary of the trust I set up. Right? I'm not the only beneficiary, but I can be a beneficiary. But that would have tax implications if I did that, because the person who pays the tax is the beneficiary, if it's income tax, okay? Because remember, it's the beneficiary who has the value of the property. Now, I'm just going to finish then by going through some modern uses of the trust, just to show how widespread it is in English law and English society, but also to show how, when new situations come along, the trust is sometimes brought in to solve the legal arrangements. And as I said, this is peculiar to England and common law countries. If you go to France, for example, they manage perfectly well without trusts. They have exactly the same sorts of modern situations and challenges, but they deal with them differently in law. But the trust is English, as I said. So first of all, the one I've mentioned, holding property for minors or as nominees. And I explained to you the situation where, for example, if I had a daughter who was less than 18, she could not be the legal owner of land, but I could appoint trustees to hold the land for her. As nominees, I'll give you an example of that. My brother lives in the United States, but like me, he grew up in Australia, and he has investments in Australia. He doesn't have the time or the knowledge to manage those, so he has appointed a nominee in Australia who manages his investments. Now, this person, the nominee, will be the legal owner of his investments, so any shares will be in his name, the nominee's name. But he holds them on trust for my brother. So should dividends come in, or if there's any sales, the transactions that go on, the money will come to my brother. Obviously, my brother pays this nominee to carry out this job, but the nominee, as far as the companies in Australia are concerned, the nominee is the investor. They don't know about my brother, because my brother is just the beneficiary. The legal owner is the nominee. Okay? Yeah? Tax planning. It's almost the biggest use of the trust today as it was historically. As I said, people try to avoid tax. Rich people in particular try to avoid tax, and they employ tax planners, lawyers, accountants, to figure out ways that they can look like they have less money than they have. And one way you can do this, particularly if you've got a family that you want to benefit, is that you will create trusts. And you'll create a trust in favour of, say, all your children. Your children will, of course, get the income from the trust, and therefore the property which would have been yours is not part of your taxable property, and so you won't be taxed, and if you spread it amongst six children, then with luck, none of them will be rich enough to have to pay a high amount of tax either. So that's what people do, and very often they'll do it for a period of time. They will give property to someone for 20 years to take the income, and then they'll take it back, take the capital back at the end of the trust. And trusts are taxed differently from ordinary income, ordinary assets. So there are different ways you can do this, although it has to be said, the government tries very hard to close all these loopholes and all these ways of tax avoidance. And so it's actually much harder now to use trusts than it used to be. And with every year that passes, it gets harder to avoid tax. I'm short of, well, actually, in the country today, tax is not... Britain doesn't have very high tax rates, which is why we have so many rich people living here. They particularly don't tax foreigners very highly, as you probably have read in the paper. So it's actually quite a good place to live if you want to avoid taxes.